Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. This is Mimi with Plush Beauty, Mimi CEO. I'm calling to let you know that this is Late Night Hype. We will be playing all your sexy music, getting all your questions in, asking about our fabulous BBW. We're going to have several guests tonight, and we're also going to have Beautiful BBWs live on air. So, stay tuned, enjoy the music, and we will be back. Thank you for tuning in. And call us when you have some problems.
Baby, please to see. Oh, yeah, contemplating, baby, waiting patiently. There's nobody.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. I'm gonna let somebody's on next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're bitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fucking girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, I'm just tripping. Girl, said he keeps on playing games and his loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes in a thing. So fire, baby, no propane. Got good pussy, girl, can I be framed? Keep it 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the word, baby, when you get space. Pin gang, give me lay, baby, let's penetrate. Oh, baby.
Town got a nigga so throw. Pull up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young nigga feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a nigga feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint and we sip can you fold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got a nigga so throw.
Don't.
Hello, this is Late Night Hype with Mimi, Plush Beauty CEO. We also have a special guest, another Plush Beauty diva by the name of Sweet Sensation, which you can also catch on. She's live on air right now.
Hi.
So, basically tonight we'll be having topics about the life of a BBW. The ins, the outs, the good, the bad, the ugly. And we're going to be having people call in and give us their opinions of what they feel in the BBW community. If it's hard for us, if it's, you know, what are the struggles, what do we have to go through as getting recognized as a beautiful, full-figured BBW woman and as an adult entertainer, because it's not just being a BBW, it's also being adult entertaining in the adult entertainment industry. So, Sweet Sensation, you're new coming on with the, you know, the BBW movement, and I know that you're nervous. What are some of the things that you're probably nervous about the most?
Well, one of the things that I would probably be nervous about the most is my first dance. I don't want to go out and fall flat on my face because sometimes I can be a clutch, but it's okay because I'm a cute clip.
Wow. Well, you know what they say, when you fall flat, you make us see your ass from the back.
Yes, ma'am.
So, It's easy to, you know, being when I used to dance myself, my very first night, I feel like pretty much you're shy. You're going to be watching everybody. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to be like, oh, she can lick her ass clap. Or, yeah, she can do this. She can do that. I want to be like this. But all the things that I can suggest is that you be yourself. Be yourself and flirt and be very, very flirty. Guys love to, you know, flirtatious women. Guys love confident women. Guys love, you know, a big, beautiful, confident person. Now,
oh, yes. And it helps when you exude that confidence and that sexiness and that seductiveness.
Yes, it does. But the good and the bad and the ugly is basically our topics tonight. The baby babies are so scared. They come in and they're like, oh, I want to do this. I know I can do this. I said, girls, do it in me dancing. But when they get there, they're like, oh, I got to have like 5 drinks before I start. And then they drunk before they even start and then they give up. We just want everybody, far as the BBW movement and BBW entertainment industry, is to be recognized as big, beautiful, confident women, not clowns, not, you know, they come here to laugh at you. We don't want that. We want people to actually come out and support us.
Right. I mean, we are here to entertain, but we are here to entertain you in a good way and not a bad way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's definitely how I feel. And, you know, also your parents play a good part of it. You know, they like what they see. You're selling a fantasy. You know, you got to pretty much look a certain way or be a certain way. And guys love to a woman that's confident. And if you're not confident, they can see that. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of the girls don't get tipped in the industry.
Exactly. Exactly. I can be guilty of it myself because I have been to the clubs to see dancers who are half my size, and if I don't see the confidence on their face, you're not worth my money. So why would I even, you know, give you my money if you're not feeling confident about it?
That's correct. So I was early voting out there. Are you planning on voting?
Oh, I want to, but not really, because I feel both candidates. Don't get me wrong, I ride with Hillary because I love her husband to death. I sometimes catch myself calling him my Uncle Bill, but I kind of feel like both candidates are not worthy of filling the shoes of the president that we're losing.
Well, yeah, and me personally, I don't want to vote for neither one of them.
Exactly.
I think they both are trash. Like, they both from common line. Trump is an ignorant ass. Like you said, I agree with you. Her husband was like one of the best presidents we could ever have. And I was looking for Obama to stay there and then having to go deal with trying to reelect these clowns.
Yes. If he could go for a third, I wish it would be. I wish it was possible. They actually, you know what? They might need to change that law.
They really do. I think they mentioned something like that. They said that Barack Obama said that if Trump win, he will definitely not let, he will not leave the office. He said he will literally sit in the office. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is crazy.
I'm just like, man, it's crazy. I mean, in this world period, trying to find out who's going to be taking over the world, who's going to be, you know, our next president, but they don't really meet the criteria. It's like, the good thing is she'd be the first woman president, like Obama was the first black president. That would be the only good thing about that.
That right there is the proof in the pudding. If a woman can make it to be president of the whole United States of America, God damn it, the BBW movement can make it.
Right. That's exactly what I said.
I give it 10 snaps, a twist, and a kiss.
You know, the good thing is to be our first woman president. That's about it. Well, we're going to go take a break into our next two songs. And
okay.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the gossip that's out in the streets right now.
Oh, that's going to be juicy.
It is. It's going to be juicy, very, very juicy. So anybody out there listening, stay tuned. We're going to play two more sexy songs, you know, because this is the Grown and Sexy Late Night Hype. We talk about a little of everything. So I got a little cold right now, so I'm going to have to rest my voice for a little bit, and then we'll come back with the next two songs.
Yay!
And we'll be back with Sweet Sensation.
Yay!
like, you changed up. You don't even fucking link nobody no more. You just dash me away like a catty. Yo, you cheese me, dog.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from back and I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
Hello, we're live on air again with Mimi. It's Real Talk Radio. We're doing a late night hype. The good, the bad, the ugly, the X-rated. If you are listening right now, you can call us at 347-838-9540. I have my BBW dancer online. This is Sensation. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody.
If you have any type of questions, you can call in and talk to us. Again, our number is 347-838-9540. And this is for the ones that can't read on my Facebook wall, because I'm blasting on my Facebook wall by snack. We're live on air. We're going to be breaching over a couple of topics that we've already missed. We were basically talking about the good and the bad of being in the BBW industry as an adult entertainer. Now, we're going to be reaching some a couple of more new topics. And I don't know if you guys watch Love and Hip Hop. You know we all go there. We have to go there.
So, we talking now, about the new, the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood?
Yes, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
I had to stop watching. I had to stop watching because them cheerings with their mamas on there, I was too thrilled.
Too much. It's way too much. Like, for starters, Ray J need to really get it together, baby. Ray J, he is not fit at all to be nobody's husband. He is a hoe. He is a hoe. So he needed to go and keep his thing and everybody's hands and call it a day because, baby, he is a hoe.
Truth be told, they all are.
I mean, I think Prince is just women for the money. I mean, I don't know what she's doing herself.
Pretty much. And it also could be like Safari being on there. What is your purpose? You got famous because your woman was famous.
Basically. That's the only reason.
And now you trying to come out and make a name for yourself. It's not going to work, boo. I give him the fact that he's kind of sexy. I give him that. I loves me some chocolate. But that's how you got going for yourself is you was Nicki Minaj's used to be.
It is. What is she really doing?
I'm just saying.
Well, Niecy needs to she needs to retire.
All of them.
They need to retire.
All of them do.
If you a caller out there and you're trying to get on with us, just press 1, and then you'll be able to speak.
I see. They don't follow directions.
Okay. Go ahead and press 1 if you're trying to get on with ITT. I do believe you're trying to get on air. One of our BBW entertainers.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hi.
Hello. What's going on?
Hey, hey.
Y'all ready to talk?
Yeah, we're talking. We already reached a couple of topics because we kind of went in at 10 o'clock on the dot. I kind of told everybody 10:30. I do know that, but.
But see, you tell them 10:30. Then they'll be on time. That's CP time. Well, you know how it works, Mimi.
Yeah, I know.
we run on CP time.
Right now we're talking about Love and Hollywood. That's what's going on in there.
Actually, I don't spend my time watching because I'll be too busy trying to practice on my dance moves.
I don't think you really need no practice.
I need an audience. I need to come out and see us. Our BBWs, they fine as hell.
Right now I know that you guys are watching me. Please call us at 347-838-9540 and press 1 if you want to talk. So, anyway,
I'm ready to put out.
She ready to get down to the nitty gritty.
Get down to the nitty of the gritty.
The
We need some coffee.
I should say, girl, you sound like you tired, girl.
Who?
You sound like you've been working hard.
Girl, just practicing on my dance moves. Gotta make this money.
Yeah, you practicing dance moves. I've been trying to practice my splits. I can give you a lukewarm split. I can't give you a hot one yet.
Well, you come up there, you got some people to entertain. You'll do that full split.
Okay, and once I drop down, y'all gonna have to come out.
Because
I'm gonna get stuck. I'll make it work while I'm stuck. But once it's over, y'all just come roll me off the stage.
BBW hold classes for those that need some additional help.
Yes.
You know, and one that walks around the pole, but really don't drop it low.
Oh, I can still drop it low.
You better drop it, but hold it to that pole.
Oh yeah, I can drop it low. That I can still do. I ain't never lost that. That's like riding a bike.
All right, let's get to the nitty gritty. And what else is our topic today, Mimi?
Well, we already went over some topics. That's my voice, so that's kind of why I'm like hoping you guys would kind of take over a little bit.
You need some tea, some lemon, and some.
Oh, Lord.
That's that weather. It's algae season, time of year.
Please don't remind me, because I'll be bloodshot eyes red in the morning and sounding like a man.
Claritin.
I just
for real. So, Mimi, what's going on? How you feel today?
I feel like Lily.
Oh my God.
I wanna wait for somebody to throw the money. I know Lily. If I gotta show some chest, some titties, some something, just throw the money. Throw the money, honey.
Uh oh, somebody plugged up.
What happened? Hello?
I'm hello? Serious. Are we still alive?
Okay, well, okay, so Tay, you have a couple of questions for us, Tay. What kind of questions you have for the beautiful ladies of Crush B online?
Hey, what's going on, ladies?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm calling from B-More. You know what I mean? And just listening to
B-More
y'all.
B-More in the house.
Yeah, Ravens in the house. We suck this year, but we here. You know. My first question for y'all is, all of y'all calling from out of H-Town, or y'all in different, like, locations?
We're in Houston. Well, I'm in Houston. Mimi's in Houston.
And
our other... So we're all H-Town proud.
Oh, okay. Man. Y'all got some bad chicks out there. I ain't even going to lie. Like, I always wanted to, like, visit H-Town one day. That was one place that's on my bucket list. Because, like, I mean, y'all up there with, like, the big dogs as far as, like, the fine women. Like, y'all got it popping out there, you know. And
well, I'm going to tell you right now, honey, it's worth the visit, so come on down. We'll give you a little dose of that Southern hospitality.
Y'all need that in my life, man, because the women out here, they ain't, you know, I mean, I ain't going to act like there's bad chicks everywhere. Don't get me wrong, but they don't really get treated right out here. But I mean, like Southern hospitality, like, y'all be showing mad love, man. Like, y'all be showing mad love for real. Like, I need some of that in my life. And as far as the whole BBW thing, like, I totally support it. Like,
yay.
I love a thick chick. I like bustiness, curviness. I like a lot of butt. Like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to calm down on my cursing. So if I sound a little corny, y'all got to excuse me. I got a one-year-old, and I'm trying to calm down on my cursing, so I might sound a little corny. But,
oh, I feel you,
man,
honey.
I really like a big butt, man. I really do. And you know what I mean? That's the advantage, I feel like, the BBW, like, you know, the assets, you know what I mean? I feel like that's where the advantage comes in. And you know what really impresses me when I see a BBW woman, and it's like she's flexible. And I'm like, damn, like, she's actually, like, she can do the same thing a small girl can do, but she got all the extra asset to go with it, so.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to put it to you like this. Anything they can do, we can do it 10 times better. I'm just saying, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
I mean, in the strip club, the skinny girls don't do nothing. They look like they're actually taking a shit. Standing in one. I don't see nothing moving. I mean, they got to get their hand and grab their ass to make it move. What the hell? Are you doing that in there for? I mean, big girl, we already come out. We come on stage, just booty just flopping and just.
So, I mean, like, I know, Mimi, you said you used to dance. What about TT and Sweet Sensation? Like, y'all two are both, like, still active? Like, y'all both still?
Well, I'm a newbie coming into this. So, you know, this is something I've always fantasized about doing and wanted to do. So I'm living my fantasy, and I want to embrace it and have fun with it.
Which one is this talking? Who is this talking?
This Sweet Sensation, honey.
Oh, okay.
Sweet Sensation, honey, baby.
Well, I'm TT. I've been working for at least like a half a year, coming into the business and the movement of the BBWs. You know, I sat back for a little bit and watched how it go, and I like to dance, so I like to shake my booty, because I can't really.
Chi-Chi, I just gave you a high five, girl.
Look, I'm high fiving right with you. That's what I'm talking about.
Do the splits, do a handstand, pop it on the handstand. You know, I got to wash them off. But yeah, you know, it goes down in the BBW, but.
Well, we are.
Yeah, you got to give me your Facebook or something, man. I got to see you work.
You
got to
see me.
I got to see something, man.
You can come on.
Well, how about this? Why don't you come on down to Houston and see it live at 5?
I would love to. Y'all both be in the building, both of y'all. I come
of
to
course.
Houston, I'm going to meet both of y'all.
Yes, if you coming.
So you need to be able to talk about this. That's my Facebook.
Well, Tay, I know that you got some more people that's trying to try me. And thank you for your questions. And we will resume the call. So, ladies.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about these people, what exactly we work in and what they need.
Huh? Yeah, say that again, Mimi.
What we can tell people where we work in and what they need.
Well, I will be there Saturday.
Me too, also Saturdays. But we there Tuesdays too.
I was about to show up last night, then that's when we got hit with the bad news. But that's neither here nor there, so we're gonna talk about that another day.
It's life, so basically I see you next Tuesday, right? No, this Saturday, and we're having our Halloween party. So, you know, I think that's going to be fun. See nice BBWs in their costumes.
Yeah, in their costumes.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to be. Yeah.
I think I'm going to be.
I'll probably just show up in some bra and some panties and some heels and call it a day.
Call it a day. All right.
Okay, we got a caller coming in. We're about to get a caller coming in online. His name is Gary Yellow. He wants to speak with the beautiful BBWs. So,
hey. What's
hi.
Up? All right, what's good?
What's good with you?
Oh, nothing. I was looking at Mimi's, you know, live. She was on live with the broadcast and everything. So she told me to call this number, so I went on and called it, you know. And
well, thank you for calling the chat with us.
Yeah, and y'all was talking about the life of a BBW, and me, I have never been to a BBW strip club, but I always want to go.
Shut your face.
Yeah,
you are missing out.
Shut your face.
Where you from? Probably not. You're not from H-Town,
now. No, I'm not originally from H-Town, but I stay in H-Town.
Okay, where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Jersey.
And they don't have that down there? I mean, excuse me, up there?
Well, I was raised in Houston, so, you know, I was...
Oh. Well, yeah. My brother, you are a Houstonian.
Well, yeah, you might as well say it.
Okay, so, you know that North Carolina...
So,
Dirty
Yellow.
So, that North Carolina...
Who was watching my beautiful picture?
Oh, as secrets, you know.
Wait,
Dirty
Yellow?
Yeah. What you were saying now?
Miss Mimi, you was watching my beautiful picture, my beautiful blonde hair, live and decided to call in.
Yeah, I seen it, man. I was like, what a man. Let me see if this voice matches beautiful face, you know.
Well, my voice is not good right now because I'm sick.
Hey, damn, everybody getting sick, man. First I was sick, now my brother was sick, and damn, I don't know what it is. I mean, like, blue going around or something?
The ozone, baby, the ozone layer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope you get well, though.
Thank you. I don't even feel like I'm beautiful. I feel like ugly duckling right now.
Oh, no. No, I don't feel like that. Don't feel like that. You're not an ugly person.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. You're so kind.
I have four different beauties.
And come and support the big, beautiful, voluptuous women of Plush Beauty Entertainment.
See you. Excuse me.
Every Tuesday and Saturday, boo. And come check
us out. I heard it was a club called Secrets or something like that.
Yes, that's the place.
Okay.
Also, we do private parties.
Okay. See, I might have
turn
to
up.
Come down. Huh?
Turn up. Turn
yeah,
up.
Most definitely, man. You know, because I've been to a lot of strip clubs that ain't, you know, that ain't treat a nigga right. So I know y'all going to treat me right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know, because I've been to a lot of bougie strip clubs, like, what, High Rollers?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. But I was a nice strip club, you know. But you better come with that money.
If I mean, yeah, I came with the money, but I still be treated bad, you know what I'm saying?
That's messed up. You know, I didn't say throw it all, but come on with that money.
Hey, I tipped this one girl $70, and I still got treated bad. That's fucked up, ain't it?
Oh my goodness. You picked out the wrong chick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I feel bad for you. BBW?
Yeah, so, huh?
I said, was she a BBW?
No, she has a weight on her, but she wasn't no BBW.
She was a toothpick.
Watch out.
I'm just saying. Look, boo, she was pretty much, no, I'm not even going to say, I'm going to be nice.
You
tipped her that much, and she wasn't even worth me calling her a toothpick. She wasn't worth you picking the food out of your teeth with.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Y'all got to excuse me. I'm just being blunt. I'm just a blunt person, and, you know.
Then on top of that, she was like, I want to make sure you make it home safely. Here's my number. Give me a call and let me know you made it home. And next thing you know, it was the wrong number.
Oh, my goodness. I almost cussed.
What the fuck? I'm like, damn, what is that shit?
Thank you, sir. You took the words right out of my mouth.
You need to come out there and speak. We'll do you right.
Yeah, because I'm like, I mean, I didn't ask for your number. You just offered it to me, you know?
She was thirsty. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You better leave that girl alone if I beat her up.
That's so good.
I look at it like this. Women like that, you're being nice to them. You were probably being a nasty gentleman. I'm going to say that. She's all she saw was dollar signs. And she figured, okay, he tipped me this much, so I'll throw him a bone. No, no, honey, that's not how it works.
And shake that ass, you know what I mean? You're gonna want to go to ATM and get some more money.
Fuck. Hello, world. Church, tabernacle, yes.
Hey. To the wrong spot, bro.
Yeah, that was fucked up, man. I mean, that kind of like poisoned my mind away from strip clubs, you know, thinking that everybody was like that, you know, but.
You don't get the antidote. Poison. I personally come give you a dance. You come out to the Secrets on Saturday. I'll be there.
And, you know, Saturday is our annual Halloween party. They're doing a $300 cash contest giveaway. It's going to be packed. It's going to be crazy packed.
Halloween at the strip club, man. I mean, there ain't no question.
So can we count on seeing your face in the place on Saturday, sir?
I'ma try to come up there.
Oh Lord.
No. I don't like those words. I wanna hear a yes, sweet sensation. Yes, Chi Chi. Yes, Mimi, I will be there.
Chi-Chi, you on my friends list, huh, on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right.
That sounds like a threesome. She said yes.
Are you looking up our pages? He's looking up our pages. You know, he's trying to match the voice.
Oh, okay, well. For me, you would have to find me under Marilyn Sweet Sensation Monroe.
Marilyn. I think I've seen that name before, if I'm not mistaken.
All the time.
Yeah, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to make it up, though. But if
no,
I don't,
No. You're going to hurt my feelings with that word. I don't like that word. My four-year-old uses that word. I don't like that word.
Okay. I'm going to do my best to make it up.
No. Yes, Mimi. Yes, Chi-Chi. Yes, Sweet Sensation. I will be there. That's what you're going to tell us.
Okay, I'll be like,
tell me yes, baby.
Yes, baby.
All right, Miss Marilyn. Marilyn, Chi-Chi.
All right.
Yeah, I definitely will be up there. How about that?
Thank you. I like that. I like that answer. Yay. Now I'm going to make some twerk. I'm twerking right now for you. Bam.
Twerk.
Oh, okay.
Man, y'all twerking over the phone now?
I mean, hey, that's how you do. If you feel that moment and you feel like twerking, I mean, I'll be in the grocery store, and if I hear something I like, I'll bust out and twerk in a minute.
Shit, you twerk on the pop, you'll be BBW. The skinny girls can't do that.
Exactly. They're too conservative. Because we are BBWs, we love to live life and have fun.
Right.
But don't get us wrong. We are about our business. We handle our business.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Have capacity on BBW, baby. Hold up.
Yeah.
We have to turn up.
More questions?
Huh?
You have another question for us?
No, see, that's about it. And, where's Secret located?
It's on North Shepherd. I can't remember the address right off the top of my dome.
Secret will be 79. 28 North Shepherd. That's located off of 45 in the New York area. Again, that address is 7928 North Shepherd. And it's located off of Shepherd in Little York.
Okay. That's like Acres Home, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think I know where it's at. It's right by my favorite store, Jovie's.
Oh, Jovie's in the house.
I love Jovie's, man. Hey, Jovie's go hard.
Yeah, they do, but I don't like having to bag my own groceries.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
Amazing. Just gonna call your home right now. He gonna bag our groceries for us. You just gotta have
hello,
a
girl.
I'm small. I don't stand groceries, and I damn sure don't pack them.
Hello.
That means you gotta stand.
I got an 18-year-old son that moves on the works.
Hey, I didn't say a husband. I said a good man.
That works too.
Yeah, both. Well, thank you, Daniela, for calling in and checking on us. I thank you for your support and following the movement and looking at my beautiful face every day.
Okay. Anytime, love.
2 days and Saturdays at Secrets, boo.
Okay,
definitely
will
see your face in the place.
Yeah, you will see this handsome, light-skinned face in the place.
Okay, I like that answer.
See your face, they don't see that ass.
Ass and titties.
All right, dude.
We're about to go into some slow, sexy music. And we're going to come back on some more adult entertainment talk. So, y'all get ready for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this is fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hello, hello. We're back.
We're back. Yes.
The lovely, beautiful woman of Fresh Beauty Entertainment.
Hello, guys. Once again, I'm Chi Chi.
And I'm Sweet Sensation.
And we Fresh Beauty in the house. That's what's up.
But what?
Yes.
If it ain't plush, it ain't beauty.
Got it.
And it's down, show the booty.
Hello, world.
Check some. Twerk some. Get it right.
Twerk.
Get it back. Clap.
Oh, okay. Calm down, sis. Calm down.
Already. So, it's these little things going around on Facebook talking about, you know, the plush beauties in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, baby, you know, everything is bigger in Texas, so.
Yeah.
To get off the ass. Because, I mean, in Texas, we like these big women over here. Every time we back that ass up, huh?
Back it up.
I don't know enough about that if you ain't from that Texas or that dirty South.
Hello, world. It goes down.
All the time. It aches time.
Oh. See, look, y'all got me over here. I'm sitting on the stairs, and I'm over here dancing, twerking and stuff on the stairs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I done generated a small audience. I got two people peeping out the window right now.
You're coming from the dollars through the window, shit.
Okay.
Chi-Chi, Peach Coke, you owe me a Coke.
I have some questions, ladies. I'd like to know we have a newbie, we have a vet. So this might go out to the vet. Type of obstacles, bad obstacles that you have as far as in transitioning to a BBW adult entertainer.
Well, it's really not an obstacle. It's up to the person, personality, and the individual. But if you got confidence, that's number one. You better have that. Because everybody is the elephant, including the skinny girls, is the elephant in the building. So you got to go ahead and work, make your money, be happy. Don't fall into the BS of, you know, the girly gossip. And do your thing, make your money.
And I kind of feel like sometimes that can be the downfall of a good thing, especially if you're like, you come in and you're like a close-knit family and then you have that one bad apple that wants to start mess all the time.
Yeah,
now that upsets the soul. That's not good, especially for a person who doesn't like to be around confrontation or... I mean, you can be around it, but you don't like to indulge in it because, ooh, it will upset your spirit, honey. Yes, it will.
At the end of the day, we're there to make our money. So
exactly. We all here doing the same thing. And if you can't be a grown-up about it, then you need to go over that with the kids.
And I think my biggest pet peeve is adults. Women coming together as a unit, and it was always some he say, she say, you know, all ladies intimate. You know, at the end of the day, it was supposed to be a family. We're building a movement, a positive movement. It's hard enough for BBWs to get recognized out here. It's hard enough, you know, and if there's something wrong with a person, you should be able to take a constructive criticism and take it and
That's the key thing.
That they love these BBWs, and they need to come see us.
Yeah.
It would be so hard.
Party next door in Drake City, baby. Come and see me for once. Come and see me for once.
Huh.
Come see me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, y'all. I be around children a lot. I be bouncing off the walls.
You right. What is it, $5 table dances on Tuesdays?
Yes, we are. Customer Appreciation Month for the next couple of months, we are doing $5 lap dances.
Oh.
It don't mean it's going to be a whole song. It just means a $5 lap dance.
I'm giving $5 worth of dances.
Exactly. It'll be the best $5 you ever had.
Hello, yes. World.
Or if you only had.
Be the best $5 you ever spent.
My last $5.
My last $5.
I spent it on Plus Beauty.
Oh, these last $5.
Have the 375 drink specials. Okay, another thing, people. Fellas, when you're coming out to tip our BBW, we have a 2-drink minimum. I don't care if you got to buy a Coke, a bottle of water, a Sprite. But when you come in that club, you can't afford to buy 2 drinks, but the damn show can't afford a lap dance. The
hello,
club
world.
Runs off the bar. You got to buy the lady some drinks, buy me some damn drinks, buy the bartender some drinks, buy everybody some drinks. But then buy some drinks, people, please.
Yes, come and buy us a drink.
Yeah.
Now, if you buy me a drink, that don't mean I'm going home with you. You just bought me a drink, and you're going to enjoy my company in this dance for a few moments.
Everybody know how strip clubs are.
But see, you know, I kind of feel like that's where a lot of them get it missed. Get what's the word I'm looking for? Misinterpreted.
No, it's not that. They just fall in love. The love first sight. Like, damn, that's so bad.
Oh man, that sucks. When I feel like I'm kind of in this situation right now myself. You see me? We have one conversation, and I gave you a kiss on the cheek, and you in love already, boo.
Oh. Yeah, you feel good, boo.
Aww.
What happens when they get to small BBW?
I'd
like to bring in my boy Tay again because it seems to me that he still has some unfinished questions for us. So, let's get him live online.
All right, what up, ladies, once again?
What up, once again?
Hello.
Sweet Sensation TT Mimi. I was just thinking, right, because I'm always thinking, that's just what I do. I brainstorm, you know. And, you know, as far as, like, you know, like you ladies are dancers or whatever, you know, like as far as the other side of the spectrum, the porn side, you know what I mean? Like, y'all, how y'all ladies feel about that? Is that something you would ever do, have done? You know, is that something you ever see yourself involving yourself in? Or is that, like, is that, like, a little too far out there? How y'all ladies feel about that?
Chi-Chi, you want to go first?
Yeah, let me go.
Okay.
Everybody done a little porn. Let me just tell you that. Everybody done a little porn. If you got some of your girlfriend in your phone, that's porn. So,
hello,
yeah.
World.
Yeah, it's true. It's just that, you know, you're not getting paid for it, right? That's the only difference.
Everybody's getting it. You know, it might just be a little HD. You know, that's the only difference. So, I don't think everybody should just be so wound up about it.
I mean, me personally, I guess it comes from me being an Aries. I love sex. I love to talk about sex. I talk about sex like water flows. I have been approached on several occasions to be in porn movies, but it's all about that vibe, that
the person who approaches me gives me. I don't feel a good vibe from you. I'm sorry. No, thank you. I appreciate it. But that's just not my forte. I can't put myself in a situation like that to where I feel like it's going to cause more harm to me and my family as opposed to you making a quick buck off of me getting out here and giving you this spectacular performance and giving away all my sweet cookies. That's not how this going to work.
Hey, listen. Let me share a quick little brief story with y'all. There's the point. Now I'm not gonna say her name.
Wait. I haven't answered the question yet.
Is
Mimi?
Oh, Mimi. Oh, my bad, Mimi. Oh, I'm sorry, Mimi. My bad.
Y'all don't know me. Y'all don't know me.
Y'all can't roll all over the
house. Me go okay. Hey, so here's my answer to the porn thing. Originally, before I became the CEO of Lesbian Entertainment, I got introduced to being a lingerie model. I started off over 17 years ago. I was a lingerie model, and the guy by the name of Rich Walters noticed me, and he was like, you know, you have really huge breasts, and you have a pretty face. You should get into doing, you know, more than just a lingerie modeling. So then I got introduced to another company, and they gave me a BBW shoot, a BBW porn shoot. I paid some good money, kind of got addicted, and now I am, you know, Googleable. So, like, I'm everywhere now. So, yeah, I have been in the porn industry. I am a porn person. I have retired because I'm, in, you know, I branched off and started doing this. But the money is good, and because I love sex so much, and I'm a freak, it's absolutely great. Will I get back into porn entertainment again? Probably not, because I have an 18-year-old son now. He watches porn. So now he can go again and see my shit, and then I'm going to be screwed.
Yeah, or but, even worse, if his friends see it. That's worse. If the friends see it, and they're like, yo, we seen your mother last night on the porn joint. Like,
like to what I just said, everybody got a little porn. Maybe her son got a little video in his phone. You don't know.
Oh, he did. I caught it.
I'm not ashamed to admit I have my own, and I do watch them on the regular.
Well, you know, it's
and you know what? It's crazy because like people be fronting. This what I want to know because y'all are women. So y'all better suit to answer this question. Like, why is it that a lot of women try to act like they not really in touch with their sexual side? Like, why women be acting like they don't watch porn, like they don't masturbate, like they not really freaks like that? Why they, like, a woman have to be politically correct because they feel like they're going to be a freak if they just keep it real?
Because you're not a soulmate.
You just answered that question yourself. They're not in touch with their sexual side.
I don't masturbate.
I don't have to.
I mean, like I said, I can talk about it all day. I love it, and it is what it is. And I feel like if that's something that you're not in touch with, I actually feel like something is wrong with you. I feel like I'm going to say it like you're prude. If you're not in touch with it, you are a prude.
They don't understand pleasure. Yeah. Mm.
What are your favorite sexual positions?
Get into them. Anytime you come to the club, we'll teach you. Come to
Hello, world.
Well, I feel like I'm good at sex. I feel like I taught everybody what they need to know. You know, just saying. I'm an expert.
Well, maybe I need you to teach me some tricks, Mimi.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to, you know, do some things.
So I'm a little fascinated by y'all ladies right now because every time I've interacted with a stripper or a dancer or whatever, it's always like in the club. I'm speaking to y'all. We're not in the club right now. I feel like it's a little more room for conversation and to able to learn some more things. Like, you know, because y'all live a fascinating lifestyle, you know, And I was wondering, like, how do y'all feel, right, if you see a guy walking, he's so young, like, he's, like, 18, and you're like, dang, I got a son his age, or do y'all be feeling kind of like,
wow.
Do I really want to milk this young guy? Do I really want to milk this young guy for his money? Or, like, he's so, like, you feel, do you ever feel kind of bad a little bit? Like, damn, this dude is so young. He don't even know what's
going
on.
You got to look at it like this. Apparently, yeah, he may be young, but he stepped into this grown-up establishment. He already know what's up, so I'm going to get you for what you're worth, and I'm going to send you about your way.
I feel that. You know, you're there for a fantasy. That's what y'all there to do a job. You deliver the fantasy.
Exactly.
You get paid to deliver that fantasy, and that's that.
And apparently, you know, like I said, if he stepped in there, you know, I can see if he stepped in there unknowingly, not knowing what's going on. But if you come in knowing what's going on, you already know what's supposed to happen. All that little money that's in your pocket or that's in your hand is coming over to one of these old plush beauties. That's plain and simple.
Well, let me tell y'all this story real quick before we go to the song. My son said, I want to have my 18th birthday party at your club. So I had an 18th birthday party at my club. He sent his whole memo check on a couple of girls. And one girl was all over him. And I went crazy. I think my mama instincts just kicked in. And I just ran over there. And I was like, get out of my son. He's like, mom, this is a strip club. I'm like, I don't care. So, yeah, it's still a mom thing. Like, I can't party with my son at all. Can't do it.
I would have had egg all on my face. I'm glad I got 14 more years to go with that. So by that time I'll be 50. Yeah, I'll be 50 by the time he's 18, and I'll just be able to laugh about it and tell him, "Oh, honey, your mama used to get out there and do some things."
Well, when I used to marry, my son used to count my money at 10. I used to bring bags and bags of money. He said, "What do you mean as a waitress?" I said, "Yes, son, I know you as a waitress." He was just counting money. I said, "Take your shoe on out of there." He was like, "Okay."
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. Like, I've been intimidated, like, stepping into the club before. Like, I remember one time I stepped in, and this lady just straight grabbed it and just straight was, like, just started playing with it. And I'm like, I felt
kind of crazy.
I mean, granted, this was years ago. I was younger. But I didn't even know, like, I felt crazy. Like, I didn't even know how to respond. I kind of felt violated in a way, but I'm like, damn. You know, I'm a guy. I'm a man, so let me
embrace
it. Oh, my
God, she Donald
right?
Trumped you.
But she did. She straight grabbed it. She straight grabbed it. I mean, it was in my pants. She ain't pull it out. She ain't whip it out. But she straight grabbed it and started rubbing it, and I'm like, wow. Like, and I ain't even get a chance to sit down and get a drink yet. Do y'all think that's like a little inappropriate or whatever it takes to get the job done?
I'm not going to say inappropriate. I'm going to say that's just extra aggressive.
Yeah, some women are aggressive. Some women not.
Yeah,
depends on, you know, the influences of people and stuff. So
she could have at least let you come in and get a drink and get a feel for the place first before she just.
No, because you got to because you got some. Toothpicks over there, go over there and just grab you up.
Yeah.
I think it was a rough night that night. She was desperate.
Very desperate.
Oh, Lord. And I bet you any other of the dancers that walked up to you, she was being very territorial.
Very territorial. I got
like, I'm calling dead, like.
Wow.
Well, ladies and Tay, I really enjoy talking with you guys with Late Night Hype with It's Talk Radio. We'll be doing this each and every Thursday between the hours of 10 and 11:30. We're going to be having different guests. We're going to be having special guests. We're going to be having underground artist music. We're going to have a little of everything. Our next topic will be announced prior to next week. We got a lot of things coming up for Plus Beauty Entertainment. You can follow us on Instagram at Plus Beauty ENT, Suzy014. You can also go to my page and follow us on Twitter. Ladies, I enjoyed you guys. I enjoyed you, Tay. We're about to go to our last two songs of the night. And I will catch you guys Tuesday and Saturday.
All right. Yay, this was fun.
It was.
Hey, y'all ladies, did y'all think I enjoyed myself?
Thank you. You're funny.
We got to get better.
It gets greater later.
You won't be mine.
Yeah.
Even if it's somebody else, but not for long.
Right.
But not for long. Cause I'm your type.
You know.
If you got the wrong impression,
yeah.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. Maybe at the club, maybe at the bar. I wanna show you off like a trophy car. Cause anything is better than nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing on you. I just wanna show you a table for two. All you did was go on a date with a dude. You know he don't fit, he ain't tailored for you. You just on a nigga dick cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some bullshit? That's who you chilling on the sofa with. I ain't tripping in a minute, it'll be over with. Aye.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else.
Right.
But not for long.
Right.
But not for long. Cause I'm your type.
Hell no, they can't stand it. I wonder if you're matching your bras with them panties. The gorgeous skin tint hit them all and do damage. The way she hit the high note, we all gon' have Grammys. Marble, not granite. From the counter to the shower for an hour. Superpowers, superpowers. That's that mojo.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers. Search real, nigga. I'ma pop up in your dollar. Hey, so go on, get your body wet. Panties off, we ain't made it to the lobby yet. Put you on gang, girl, so it's obvious. I give you the word if you ain't got it yet. Bobby.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else's. Come out for long.
Be like I told you so.
You won't be mine,
be my girl.
Even if it's somebody else,
even if it's somebody else.
You already know what's next.
down, turn it down. Don't want it to clash with my body screaming out now. I know you hearing it. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Oh, I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. I know teasing you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like it rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. Almost there. So baby, don't stop what you're doing, Softer than the mother, boy, I know you wanna touch. Breathing down my neck, I could tell you wanna. And now you want it like, want you to feel it now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Ooh. I got a secret, I'ma drop into the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like you rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just skin. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel you. Nothing wrong with that. Say you like it how I feel, and gotta tell me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all the men are just kidding. No jeans, take them off, wanna